안녕하십니까? 이 방송은 2010학년도 4월 고등학교 3학년 전국연합학력평가 외국어 영역 듣기 말하기 평가 안내 녹음 방송입니다. 잠시 후 2010학년도 고등학교 전국연합학력평가 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조정하여 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명과 수험번호를 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답안지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 칫솔을 고르세요.
Honey, we're almost done. Is there anything else to buy?
My toothbrush is broken. I need a new one.
Okay, let's go over there. What about this one with a curved neck? It's convenient for removing plaque.
I used to have one, but it's not very easy to use.
Then that electric toothbrush looks so nice. What do you say?
I'd like to buy it, but it's a little expensive.
How about this normal one with a wrinkled handle?
I like the wrinkled handle, but it has too thin a neck. It's easily broken.
I've got a perfect one for you. Look at this wrinkled one with a thick neck.
I love it. I'll take it.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심경 변화로 가장 적절한 것을 고르세요.
Hey, Peter. How was your midterm exam?
Not bad. How about you?
I'm not sure, but I'm just so happy because the midterm exam is over.
So am I. We can enjoy ourselves for a while.
Of course we can. Are we still going to the movie on Friday night?
What movie? I promised my friends I would watch a soccer game with them.
You can't be serious. We planned to go to the movie 1 week ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it's the World Cup semifinal.
I can't believe you forgot about the movie and made other plans.
I'll make it up to you. I promise.
It's the third time. This is the way you always are, huh?
3번. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르세요.
When you cook, you will also need this apart from vital ingredients used in cooking. It is a board for cutting meat or vegetables on. This is made of materials such as wood, plastic, or marble. These materials are safe if cleaned properly. It is recommended to use this separately for preparing different types of food. If you only have one, you should thoroughly wash and sanitize it between uses. However, for convenience, we suggest you have more than one. It's best to have one for raw meat and fish and another for fruit and vegetables. It's also a good idea to have a small one for garlic and onions so they don't end up flavoring your pineapple or other fruit.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르세요.
Oh, you got a new cell phone.
Yes, my parents bought it for me. You know, I have used the old one for a long time.
Wow, it looks great. Can I see it?
Sure. Here it is.
Look at this. It's so tiny and lightweight.
Yeah, I love the design particularly. It's really compact. And the battery lasts a long time, too.
Can you surf the internet with it, too?
Well, I haven't tried it. I am poor at technical stuff. Do you happen to know how to use it?
I think so, But I'd better see the cell phone manual first.
Here's the manual. Oh, I just got a cell phone message. Excuse me, I should respond.
No problem. Go ahead. I'm going to read this anyway.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 총 금액을 고르세요.
Excuse me, how much is that V-neck sweater?
This red one? It's $50.
That's not too bad. Do you have one in a larger size?
Here you go. We offer a special price for this sweater. If you buy more than two, you can get a 20% discount.
Oh, that's a good deal. Can you recommend any ones in a smaller size for my two daughters?
How about those blue and pink ones for your daughters?
Great. I'll take this red one for my wife and those two for my daughters.
That's a good choice.
Would you be nice enough to gift wrap them for me?
Of course.
6번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르세요.
I think you are not used to fire extinguishers, although they are everywhere around your office. Even though there are many different types of fire extinguishers, all of them operate in a similar manner. Always read the instructions that come with the fire extinguisher beforehand and become familiarized with its parts. You might be in a dangerous situation if you are not used to it. Actually, fire damage is increasing nowadays because people don't know how to use it. So it is highly recommended by fire prevention experts that you get hands-on training before operating a fire extinguisher. Most local fire departments offer this service.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르세요.
Mr. Hinton, can I talk to you for a minute?
What's the problem this time, Ms. Shirley?
Your dogs were in my yard again.
How could that happen? We keep the fence around our yard closed now.
Yeah, but they got out through the holes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They were running around in my garden, treading the flowers down.
I'm so sorry for the trouble.
Please make sure to tie them up in your yard.
Okay, I'll take care of it.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르세요.
Mr. Jackson, what do you think is the most important issue in this campaign?
The quality of life in this city. We haven't been doing enough to protect the environment.
Can you give an example?
Sure. My opponent, Jim Brown, wants to build a large toy factory in City Park. But I say we need the park.
He says you're too inexperienced to be mayor and you've never held public office.
Neither has he. At least I've been talking to the people and trying to understand their problems.
Are you satisfied with your campaign so far?
Yes. The people have been giving me a lot of support.
Your volunteer workers are very impressive. I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Neither do I. But it's up to the voters. We'll see.
Thank you for giving me this interview.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르세요.
Look at all this great stuff.
There are a lot of strange gadgets here. I don't know if anyone needs any of them.
Well, you never know. Look at this robot for walking a dog.
Who would use that?
Maybe it's good for people who have to work all day and need someone to walk the dog for them.
Terrific. It's going to be very useful.
It is. Let's go to the next booth. You'll never guess what this invention is for.
What's that?
Well, look. It looks like a pen, doesn't it? It's a vacuum cleaner.
Cool. But it's so small. What is it for?
It's for cleaning electronic dictionary keyboards.
What a great thing! There are lots of marvelous inventions in this expo.
Have you decided on your major, Jennifer?
Well, I'm having trouble choosing between chemistry and biology.
Which one are you leaning toward?
Chemistry, but I've gotten better grades in biology so far.
I think it is wiser to choose what you want to do at this point.
You're probably right. But what if I can't get a good grade in chemistry?
If you have a good aptitude for studying chemistry, you will improve quickly.
But I am not sure whether I can make it.
Then what about seeing Professor James and asking for advice on how to study chemistry?
That's a good idea. I have to call and arrange an appointment with him. Thank you for your advice.
It's my pleasure. I hope you will make a good decision.
11번. 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 운동을 하게 될 시간을 고르세요.
Do you have any special plans for this summer break?
I plan to participate in group exercise at the gym.
That's good. Did you check the schedule?
There are a variety of exercise classes at the gym.
What kind of class will you take? Dance, yoga, or stretching?
Dance is not my taste. I want to exercise and relax my muscles.
You can take healing yoga. It helps to relax your muscles and keep you in good shape.
I heard that it is good, but I am more into hot yoga.
Then you can choose among three hot yoga classes, depending on your schedule.
I'd better take an evening class to relieve my daily stress and relax.
12번. 다음 기내 방송을 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르세요.
Welcome aboard flight 277 to New York. This is your captain speaking. We'll fly from Seoul to New York with a stopover in Tokyo. We are now cruising at an altitude of 35,000 feet at an airspeed of 500 miles per hour. We departed Seoul 30 minutes behind schedule, but with the tailwind, we are expecting to land in New York on schedule. The cabin crew will be coming around in a minute to offer you a light snack. And we will give you a special souvenir for the 10th anniversary of our airline. We hope you will enjoy the flight.
13번. 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르세요. 1번.
These shoes look very nice. I'd like to buy them.
Great choice. May I wrap them up?
2번.
How can I fix your shoes, ma'am?
The right heel is broken. Please replace it with a new one.
3번.
My shoes need shining. How much is it?
It's $3. It'll take about 10 minutes.
4번.
Ouch! You are stepping on my foot.
Sorry, I didn't realize.
5번.
I think you are putting on my wife's shoes.
Oh, sorry. My mistake.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르세요.
We'd like to check in, please.
Did you make a reservation?
Yes, we booked a room under the name Christina Zhang a couple of weeks ago.
Here it is. Could you sign here, please? And I need to see your passport.
Here you are. Can I change my room to one with an ocean view now?
Let me check. Oh, there is one available. You can have room 707.
Thank you. By the way, can I rent a car somewhere near this hotel?
You can rent one from a driving center just around the corner with the souvenir shop. It's open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And what time can we get dinner?
The restaurant opens for dinner at 6 p.m. Do you need any help with your bags? Sarah, how was your job interview?
Well, I don't think I am going to be admitted to the company.
Cheer up. You'll hear good news soon.
I'm not sure if I did well in the interview.
Nobody knows yet. Let's just wait for the result. When will it be announced?
It will be posted on the company homepage this Friday. I think I'll be too nervous to check it myself.
If it's okay with you, I will check it for you.
Thanks. You will need my identification number to log into the site.
Write it down on this paper. I will keep it until then.
Done. Be careful not to lose it. Let me know the result as soon as you get it.
Thank you for inviting me for such a nice dinner tonight.
How was the food? Was it to your taste?
Absolutely. The dinner you cooked was great.
It's very nice of you to say so.
Can you tell me what the ingredients of the sauce you made are? I want to try it myself.
It's really nothing. Mix soy sauce and vinegar and add a squeeze of lemon juice.
Do I need to boil them together?
No, not at all. Just stir them a couple of times.
Wow, is that all? That sounds really easy.
Judy has been preparing for early admission to a university since she was a first grader. She tried to earn good grades in her studies, and she volunteered to teach children English in a community center. She also participated in the program Habitat for Humanity in Bangladesh. She wants to work for an international organization helping people in need. To apply for university, she made a portfolio and wrote an essay introducing herself. She thought she had all the documents needed for early admission, but she realized that she had to be recommended by a teacher. So she decided to ask her homeroom teacher to do it. In this situation, what would Judy most likely say to her homeroom teacher?
Now, 18번부터는 문제의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.